T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And joining us in studio, Steve Monteleone, the founder of It's About the Warrior Foundation. And tonight, an opportunity with the veteran team, hockey team, the Warthogs, and taking on
that name.
And taking on some NHLers. Steve, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Speaking of NHLers, how about former Pittsburgh Penguin Colby Armstrong is with us too. Colby, good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us on. Just getting a pregame stretch in.
Holy cow, you're going 12 hours early.
You're lacing them up tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to lace them up tonight. It's going to be awesome for our veterans, a great cause. $10 at the door when you come and watch us play, and hopefully we have enough lubrication in our hip joints here to take on the Warthogs. It'll be great.
And Steve, this means a lot to the veterans who participate, because you have that team bonding and I talked to some of the guys at one of the games previously, and I said, what does this do for you? And they just said it makes you feel like you're part of a team and not isolated, as maybe some of the guys feel sometimes.
Absolutely. They come back from, where they're deployments, and they feel lost, and then they come to an event like this, and they're part of the team. And we have 45 guys on the roster. So it's good for them, for the camaraderie, to hang out with other veterans and get to meet, former NHL players and play some hockey, get some exercise, and have some food and beverages afterwards.
Do you take it easy on these Penguin alumni?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm sure they'll dominate. Colby out there dominating, probably.
He's scared to say it. You know what? If you said no, that's bulletin board material right there, Steve.
It could get ugly in the first period.
Yeah.
Well, Colby.
Yeah, you know what? We have Tyler Kennedy, J.S. Albin, Frankie LaRue, local product, John Zeiler. He played in L.A. for a bit.
Yeah.
Good guy, Mike Wilson. Another guy, Jamie Hunt, who's here, played in Washington a little bit. So we got some good players. We got some good guys. And, we'll be heading up playing against a lot of really other good guys on the other side, who we look forward to getting to know possibly a little better after the game, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and this is at the RMU Island Sports Arena right there in Neville Island. 6:30, by the way, is the puck drop. But while we got you, Colby, how about the Pittsburgh Penguins last night on the
Absolutely.
Island? They hadn't beaten the Isles in like 14 games, and we're down by 3 going into the third.
And swept in the playoffs last year, and on and on and on. They played them 3 times in the next 2 weeks here. So, and they were on a 10-game winning streak. There was a thing last night. It was on Paul Steigerwald actually told me this stat, but the last time the Islanders had a really long streak was in '82, and it's their longest in franchise history of 15 games. The Penguins broke that streak back in '82.
Wow.
So here they were on their second longest in franchise history of 10 games, and they came back in stunning fashion in the third in overtime to ruin the 10-game winning streak that they were on right now. Great game, great comeback. Some big games by some players, especially Brian Rust, obviously, with 2 goals and an overtime winner.
You know what's fun is for fans like me, Colby, is the way the NHL finally figured out overtime with the 3-on-3.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
So exciting to watch.
End to end.
Yeah, it's probably the best part of the game. Like, when it comes to overtime, if I'm looking at like an NHL app or anything on my phone and I see a game is in overtime and I'm watching another game, I'll immediately flip over to watch it just because it's so exciting. And I think hockey guys like it. I think the fans really love it because it's end-to-end action, just like Steve said. And it's always usually all the best players on every team that only get to play it for those 5 minutes of back and forth hockey. So it's pure entertainment. It's pure excitement. And they started even doing it at the All-Star game in 3-on-3 fashion.
Absolutely.
So, people like it. It's entertainment. And after all, yes, we have to win games, and yes, you know, that's the name of the game, but it's also entertaining the fans, and I think that's one of the more entertaining things that they're doing right now.
It's about the same speed we're going to see tonight, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be out there dominating.
For sure. We got Bob Sarah. You know, he's a little guy. He's got short little legs. I don't know how fast he can bust out there.
Hey, you better watch it. He's a Marine. He might get ugly out there.
He's a scary-looking dude, and I say that because I'm really far away from him tonight, and we will burn this tape.
And the
we
best
will
one,
burn this tape.
The best one was when he's like, hey, Bob has a hot tub at his house, and he goes, hey, don't let the water get too high. He might fall in and drown.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he's a great guy. I look forward to going head-to-head to him against him tonight. Another great Warriors that you have on the Warthogs team. It'll be really fun. It's going to be a really fun event, and you know, it's all set up perfectly to be perfectly run from puck drop, race to the final food and beverages at the end and meet and greets and stuff. So
absolutely,
it's going to be a great night.
All right, 6:30, RMU Island Sports Arena. Colby Armstrong, appreciate your time. Colby, good to talk to you, and have fun tonight.
All right, appreciate it. I'm playing D tonight, so I'm probably going to dominate.
Probably. And Steve Monteleone, founder of It's About
thanks,
the Warriors
man.
Foundation. Good luck tonight, and thanks, Steve, for your work with our vets.
Thanks, appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.